1 Chronicles chapter 17. And it came to pass, when David was sitting in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Look, I am sitting in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under sheets. And Nathan said to David, Whatever is in your heart, do, for God is with you. And it came to pass on that night that the word of God came to Nathan and said, Go and say to my servant David, This is what the Lord says. It is not you who will build a house for me to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house from the day when I brought Israel up to this day, and I have been going from tent to tent and from tabernacle to tabernacle. Everywhere where I have gone about among all Israel, have I spoken a word with one of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? So now, this is what you will say to my servant, to David. This is what the Lord of hosts says. I took you out of the pasture, from looking after the sheep, to be a leader over my people Israel. And I was with you everywhere you went, and I cut off all your enemies at your advance, and I made a name for you, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people, Israel, and I will plant them there, and they will dwell right there. And they will no longer shudder, and the unrighteous will no longer wear them out as at first. And ever since the days when I appointed judges over my people Israel, I have subdued all your enemies. And I have told you that the Lord will build you a house. And it will come to pass that your days will be fulfilled, for you to go to your fathers. But I will raise up your seed after you, who will be one of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build me a house, and I will establish his throne age-abidingly. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me, and I will not withdraw my kindness from him, as I withdrew it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house, and in my kingdom, age-abidingly, and his throne will be confirmed age-abidingly. According to all these words, and according to all of this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and who constitutes my house, that you should have brought me here? And was this just a small matter in your sight, O God? For you spoke concerning the house of your servant from afar. Yet you have considered me according to an exceeding privilege for a man, O Lord God. What more can David say to you in this honouring of your servant? For you know your servant. O Lord, for your servant's sake and according to your heart, you performed all of this great thing in making all great things known. O Lord, there is none like you, and there is no God except for you in anything which we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people Israel, one nation on the earth, which God proceeded to redeem to himself as a people, and to establish a name for yourself by great and awesome deeds, in driving out nations before your people, whom you redeemed in Egypt? And you have appointed your people Israel as your people age-abidingly, and you, O Lord, have become their God. So now, O Lord, may the word which you spoke concerning your servant and concerning his house be upheld age-abidingly, and act as you have spoken. And may your name be upheld, and may it be magnified age-abidingly, by people saying, O Lord of hosts, O God of Israel, a God to Israel, and may the house of David, your servant, be established before you. For you, O God of mine, have informed your servant that you will build him a house, which is why your servant has found it in his heart to pray before you. So now, O Lord, you are God, and you have pronounced this good thing concerning your servant. And now you have been willing to bless the house of your servant, for it to be before you age-abidingly, because you, O Lord, have blessed and are blessed age-abidingly.